Welcome in to Vern's Post Game Show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, good afternoon. Welcome in. 7-1, the final score. Royals fall short, fail to complete the sweep. But ladies and gentlemen, let's get real. Who in the world expected the Royals to win the series to begin with? Phone lines are open for you if you want to talk about today's finale. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. And look, no shame, in my opinion, no shame in how you lost the game. You lost the game because one of the best pitchers in the game locked you up. Framber Valdez, 7 innings of shutout baseball. 7 innings, 5 hits, 5 strikeouts. Another dub for the world champion left-hander. No shame in losing to Valdez. No shame in the Astros outslugging you. And that's what happened. Jordan Lyles gives up a pair of home runs, and that is the undoing today for the Kansas City Royals. Look, Jordan Lyles had to be perfect if he was going to out-duel Framber Valdez. Jordan Lyles and Bobby Witt Jr., in my opinion, needed to be perfect if the Royals, without Salvi, without their lefty bats going up against Valdez, Lyles and Bobby needed to have darn near their best performances of the season if the Royals were going to best the world champions in the finale and finish off this 3-game sweep. Again, phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. My game notes following this 7-1 loss to the Stros, game notes presented by Jay's Southland Tow Service, Royals becoming the fifth team. Well, the 2023 Kansas City Royals becoming the fifth team in team history to suffer 102 defeats. Phone lines are open. The text line is there as well. The Jay's Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. We'll get to your thoughts and head inside that clubhouse after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
7-1, the final score. Royals drop the finale to the Astros and fall just short of completing a shocking sweep. Still a rather eye-opening series victory, especially when you take into account that those first two games, the Royals thoroughly outplayed the defending champs. Now today, no doubt about it, they were the better team, but when you showed up to the ballpark today, I don't know what you were thinking. You let me know. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Royals were more than 2-1 underdogs coming into this one. Best arm that Houston has. You got all their big names in the lineup. You're missing one of, if not your biggest name in Salvador Perez. And you have Jordan Lyles on the hill. Lyles, as I mentioned, gave up 2 home runs, which matches Daryl May for the franchise record. Most home runs allowed in a season. Jordan Lyles has surrendered 38 of those bad boys. His record, Lyles, after this loss falls to 4-17. Let's head inside the clubhouse and hear what today's defeated pitcher, Jordan Lyles, has to say. Again, 6 innings, 4 runs on 6 hits. Hey, I'm not ashamed of that if I'm Jordan Lyles. He shouldn't be. Now, he should be displeased with hitting back-to-back batters in the third inning that directly led to a pair of runs. There's no doubt he could have performed better. But if you would have told me 4 hours ago, Vern, all you got to do, you know, playing the Carrington hypothetical button game, now hit this button and I'll give you Jordan Lyles spinning 6 innings of 4-run baseball against the Houston Astros. Yeah, I'm hitting that button all day long. Especially when you tell me that the leadoff hitter would record a hit in each of the first 5 innings. The fact that this was a game after the sixth, that it was a 1-run game after the sixth inning. Royals trailed 4-1 after 6. They go on to lose 7-1. 2 on, nobody out for Lyles right out of the gate. Leadoff single to Jose Altuve and then a walk to Alex Bregman, but he wiggles out of it. Leadoff single in the second inning, he retires the next three batters. Leadoff double in the third, that's when back-to-back hit batsmen came back to bite him. Bases loaded, nobody out, two runs come in to score. Leadoff home run in the fourth, leadoff rocket home run in the fifth. And then a 1-2-3 sixth inning, Jordan Lyles retiring. Nine of the final 10 batters that he faced, the only one to successfully best Lyles in that final stretch was Yordan Alvarez and a 115-mile-per-hour missile over the wall in right field. All right, let's hear what Jordan Lyles had to say after his 17th loss of the season. This audio courtesy of Bally Sports, Kansas City.
Not ideal. It's got to be a little bit better. Yeah.
When you look at the two home runs that you gave up there, was it just a mislocation or did they just put some good swings on the ball?
Yeah, both mislocations. The first one to Alvarez. Got a swing and miss with a cutter up and in, and tried to go back to that spot a little bit further in. And I went, and it went the opposite way. It went middle-middle. Good hitters make you pay on those mistakes, and he's a really good hitter. And then Myers just started mixing in a different little small little slider, and just backed up middle-middle. Good lineups, good teams. One of the better teams in baseball. They're going to make you pay on those mistakes, and they did a really good job.
How frustrating was it to get back up the lead once you guys grabbed it in the second there and then not being able to keep it there in the third?
I didn't enjoy it. Just trying to navigate through, like I said, a really good lineup. They put up a two spot right there. Then back to back innings after that, singles. Good offenses make you work, and they made me work in the first, made me work in the third, fourth, fifth, and then had a clean six. So hats off to them.
Again, that's Jordan Lyles continuing to gobble up those innings. Lyles has gone. He's taken the ball a team leading 29 times this season. And he's been able to give the Royals at least five innings in 26 of those 29 starts. You heard Annie Rogers of MLB.com ask the question. The Royals took the lead in this game. They led 1-0 after the second. Sacrifice fly from Drew Waters plates Nick Lofton. Now, that was a strange inning, and the Astros certainly gifted the Royals a run there in the second, but I don't want to take anything away from Waters, who you can't punch out, right? You got to put the ball in play. He did just that to drive in Nick Lofton, but Framber Valdez, I don't know what that throw was to first base on that dribbler off of the bat of Logan Porter. And then you have Jose Abreu throwing his glove at the errant throw from Framber Valdez. It was just one of the stranger plays that we've seen all season. Nonetheless, second and third with one out, Royals are able to score one. Would have loved a pair there. Unfortunately, it was a sack fly from Drew Waters and then a ground out from Dairon Blanco. So Royals up 1-0 after two, and as Lyles described, gave it right back in the third. Two runs in the third, one in the fourth, one in the fifth, 4-1 after six, and then three more runs coming to score in the ninth, bringing us to our final. 7-1 Houston salvages one in Kansas City. Didn't think I'd be saying that. Thought I'd be a little bit more excited if I was saying something like that, and yet it goes back to, well, what we've discussed a lot on this show. If you're going to win one game of a series, win the finale. If you're going to win one game in a week, win on Sunday. So this was a terrific series. You took two of three from the Houston Astros, but losing the finale, losing on Sunday as you're about to start the work week. Now less than 2 weeks left in the Major League Baseball season, at least for the Royals. Yeah, it leaves a sour taste in your mouth. I'm trying to remind myself just how well Angel Zerpa pitched in the opener. Just how prolific the power appears to be for Nelson Velasquez, as we saw back on Roberto Clemente Day. Trying to remind myself of what Cole Reagans was able to prove last night against a daunting championship lineup put forth by the Houston Astros. Terrific series. Disappointing end. Royals lose 7-1. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to the official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
7-1, the final score. Royals drop the finale to the Houston Astros. Stay tuned. Chiefs are now 1-1 on the season. Jay Binkley has you covered coming up in just a matter of moments. Royals record now 48-102. They hand the ball to Brady Singer coming up tomorrow. Let me dive into my game notes following this 7-1 loss. My game notes, as always, brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. I've mentioned on the pregame show lately, Bobby Witt Jr. on an amazing stretch. Coming into today, Bobby hadn't struck out in like a week and a half. Fromber got him, though, with a curve in the sixth inning. His first strikeout, the longest active streak in Major League Baseball, but it was his first strikeout in 37 straight plate appearances. Impressive stuff. Bobby goes 0-for-4. There was only one Royal that recorded multiple hits. That's Nick Lofton. Lofton, now in 11 games of Big League Baseball, 11 games. The 24-year-old has 12 hits in 11 games and a batting average of .333. Special thanks to our friends at Rawhide Harley-Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. Again, a very cut-and-dry game. For as much as I would love to dive into the X's and O's and say, oh, it was a mistake here, Matt Quatrero should have done this, or Jordan Lyles should have done that, or Fromber Valdez. That's the story. To me, that's the story, at least. A quality start machine delivered a quality start. He's been doing it for years. Fifth straight quality start. Seven innings of shutout baseball. Five hits, five strikeouts. He's gone at least seven innings in seven of his last nine trips to the hill. And he now sits second in the American League in innings pitched. Top five in opponent's bet.
This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to the official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
7-1, the final score. Royals drop the finale to the Houston Astros. Stay tuned. Chiefs are now 1-1 on the season. Jay Binkley has you covered coming up in just a matter of moments. Royals record now 48-102. They hand the ball to Brady Singer coming up tomorrow. Let me dive into my game notes following this 7-1 loss. My game notes, as always, brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. I've mentioned on the pregame show lately, Bobby Witt Jr. on an amazing stretch. Coming into today, Bobby hadn't struck out in like a week and a half. Fromber got him, though, with a curve in the sixth inning. His first strikeout, the longest active streak in Major League Baseball, but it was his first strikeout in 37 straight plate appearances. Impressive stuff. Bobby goes 0-for-4. There was only one Royal that recorded multiple hits. That's Nick Lofton. Lofton, now in 11 games of Big League Baseball. 11 games. The 24-year-old has 12 hits in 11 games and a batting average of .333. Special thanks to our friends at Rawhide Harley-Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. Again, a very cut-and-dry game. For as much as I would love to dive into the X's and O's and say, oh, it was a mistake here, Matt Quatrero should have done this, or Jordan Lyles should have done that, or Fromber Valdez. That's the story. To me, that's the story, at least. A quality start machine delivered a quality start. He's been doing it for years. Fifth straight quality start. Seven innings of shutout baseball. Five hits, five strikeouts. He's gone at least seven innings in seven of his last nine trips to the hill. and he now sits second in the American League at innings pitched, top five in opponent's batting average, top five at ERA, and top 10 in whip. No shame in losing to the Astros, no shame in losing to Framber Valdez, and it's easier to say that when you win the first two games like the Royals did. We'll see if they can keep it going. Back-to-back series wins. Have they won three straight series this year? No. There's no way. Because they've won seven straight games. That was back-to-back sweeps. No, here we go. All right, Guardians coming to town for the first of three tomorrow afternoon. Brady Singer squares off with Cal Quantrill. A pair of righties going at it. A 110 first pitch. How about that? A little Monday matinee at the K. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 12 noon. Royals, late September. Here we go, going for three straight series victories. Thanks to Isaac Deere for the help back at the studio. Thanks to you for listening. Stay tuned and dial up right now. Jay Binkley talking about a big Chiefs dub next.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
10 strikeouts through seven scoreless innings for Brady Singer.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.